Yes, California, for the first time on the East Coast, urinals!
Pictures on a drunken wall. time ever. This month is the 30th anniversary of the band, and we've been as far east as China, but never as far east as the New York area, so it's nice to be here.
Who are you?
We're the Urinals.
Who are we with?
And who are we with? We're on a WFMU with Terry T's show, Cherry Blossom Clinic, and we're playing the Knitting Factory tonight, so come on out. And here's an old one and a new one, jammed up together. I feel I'm wrong. The band is learning. Ground glass consolation. WFMU, Terry T, Cherry Blossom Clinic. I'm reading right what it says right there.
Good boy.
Yeah, we're playing the Knitting Factory tonight. We are the Urinals. A couple more songs. Here's a, and we're gonna end up with an old one, and then an old Hunter Flowers tune.
Buzz, baby. Buzz, buzz.
to our beautiful wives?
Kat and Gail.
Not in that order. Or actually in that order.
Thursday night, Austin, Texas, strip club, give me scotch and soda. Thursday night, Austin, Texas, strip club, give me scotch and soda. Waitress name, cat brings me a drink, scotch and soda. Waitress name, cat brings me a drink, scotch and soda. Gives me a smell, walks away, takes the stage, takes the stage. Gives me a smell, walks away, takes the stage, takes the stage. Take the stage, take the stage, take the stage, take the stage, take my heart. Take the stage, take the stage, take the stage, take the stage, take my heart.
Amazing, guys.
Thanks.
Woo.
Thanks so much.
All right, you know what? I'm going to back announce the songs. You guys catch your breath, and then don't leave. I want to talk, ask you a couple few questions.
Sure.
We just heard from Urinals, Strip Club, I'm a Bug, Shut Your Trap, Sex, Water / Blood, The Girl Before, and Black Hole. And we're sitting here with, well, standing here, with Urinals. This is, you said your 30th.
Anniversary. Yeah. So we thought we'd
That's
come out and
amazing.
Take a trip for to acknowledge it. Go east.
And let me just gonna pop this up a little
east
bit.
Old men.
And okay, so this is the first time on the East Coast.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So actually, why don't you tell us, you guys are originally from Los Angeles from 1978.
Correct.
How did you guys start?
The band started at UCLA, and punk rock was starting to make inroads into the local culture there, and so we wanted to do something exciting and weird and different. Kevin and I are both film majors, and so we had this sort of visual concept that really defined the band at first, and before too long it turned into a musical thing and just became more serious, and we went from there.
Well, not too much more serious.
No, not that
It didn't
much.
Start serious at all, so it only got a little more serious than that.
Actually, you know what? Let me, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what your names and what instruments you play, and so that way people know who's talking.
Okay, I'm John Talley Jones. I'm the singer and the bass player.
I'm Kevin Barrett, and I'm the drummer.
Robert Barish, guitar.
Cello.
Oboe.
Mellotron.
Really?
No, not at all.
I did play cello.
Not with them.
Mellotron.
No.
You didn't hear the Mellotron?
Hobo.
It went right over my head, guys. It's just like, so, all right, so.
It is subtle.
You know what? the songs are so great. And I was trying to explain to someone who didn't know what the urinal sound was. So I said, really good but simple but arty and punky. So that's a real bad description.
Well,
oh, I
yeah.
said stripped down Devo. Does that no?
Well, I don't know about the Devo thing. I mean, we're not that ironic.
Oh no, I just
you know, we're sort of a romantic version maybe of that kind of thing. But yeah, we think about what we're doing. The songs are they're considered. They're about subjects.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, it is a very thoughtful band. It's a very, lyrics are kind of, dare I use the word existential?
You may use that. I've heard surrealist. I've heard punk haiku, which I really
Ooh,
like.
Yeah.
Because they tend to be simple, stripped down, repetitive.
Punk rock prayer verso.
The FDR of punk.
The FDR of punk, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's an Italian magazine.
Sure. Sorry, that's just some van humor that leaked out to the world.
There's an Italian magazine that we couldn't understand a word about the article about us, but it said punk rock perverso, and we thought, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So we glommed onto that. But yeah, the songs are written simply because we started from the vantage point of non-musicians. We didn't understand what we were doing exactly, and we didn't want to play beyond our means, and so they tended to be very, very basic. And I think that's an aesthetic quality that we've tried to maintain as we've learned more and more about what we're doing. You know, keep it simple, keep it short.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
Keep it elegant if you can.
And then I heard that as you guys' skill level increased, you became a different band because you felt you weren't in the Urals anymore?
Yeah, in 81. Sometime in the last century, we became 100 Flowers when we...
Why do they ask
we me? Wanted to be perceived as... Yeah, I shouldn't have even... Why am I talking to you?
Funes the Memorial.
A couple of days ago, we changed our name to 100 Flowers.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And... put out a couple of longer albums at that juncture. But it was the same band, essentially. It was Kevin and myself and our earlier guitar player, Kel Johansson. And so there was no change in personnel. It was just kind of a change in an attitude or the way we wanted to present ourselves.
But you've gotten progressively better guitarists as the years went by.
That's what you would like to think.
that's what she said.
Yeah, we tell him that just to make him happy.
You gotta tell me something to make me happy.
There's going to be a 100 Flowers reissue.
Yes.
Of that's the CD that came out in 1990.
Correct. Right. It's coming out probably early next year.
The CD that almost killed Rhino. Now we're going to.
Wow. And then, and so now you guys are on your 30th anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm. Tour thing, yeah.
Oh, what are some of the shows? Is this like what part of the tour are
well,
we on here?
We're almost done.
It's not a leg, it's a toe.
It's kind of a long weekend. We've done Boston and New Haven. Tonight we're doing the Knitting Factory in Manhattan. Tomorrow night, Baltimore, the Talking Head Club. And then we fly back. And
wow,
the idea
so
is...
the East Coast tour.
Well, yeah. And then the hope is that we're going to do this kind of thing in the future. We're going to... go and do some dates in Chicago and Minneapolis early in next year. And if this model works out, we'll, you know, try and come out here a little bit more often than once every 30 years. That's the general idea.
Once every 30 years?
Yeah. It took us a while, but we're really happy to be here.
Well, we could come back next year and we would still have, because this is the end of the 30-year cycle, so we could come back next year and we would still...
It'd be the beginning of the 30-year cycle.
The new millennium of sorts.
So. Oh, okay, yeah.
Depending on how you look at your calendar. Yeah. According to the Constantinople.
Yeah,
Aztec calendar.
What, exactly. Is it the Mayan calendar?
Mayan calendar, right.
Kevin Barrett calendar.
I think that's the end of the world, though. That's the
2012,
yeah.
Right?
Ooh, the
Kevin Barrett's apocalypse calendar.
All right. So.
Oh, we got to sell that.
Yeah, TM. TM.
So everybody, you know what? We're going to send everybody to your MySpace. Because 30 years ago, did you think that there'd be this thing called the computer box with music coming out of it, and you could everybody could be your friend. You could have all these friends on MySpace.
Yeah,
I actually wrote it in a time capsule. At
you
UCLA.
Did.
We wrote in the time capsule.
We our earliest recordings are on wax cylinders, so it's mind blowing.
Wire recordings.
No, but actually, did you ever think 30 years ago, people would have phones that they walk around with that they could also and talk without a wire, and then also take pictures with.
No, it's pretty mind-blowing.
That's like...
And John was a geek as a kid, too, so if he couldn't have imagined it, then...
Yeah. It's although none of us can take pictures with our cameras.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's us and not the cameras.
All right, so myspace.com/chairs of perception.
Chairs of Perception is Urinal's MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we like to make it easy.
Exactly. Well, we'll put it up on the interweb here. So
okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. And or we can go to www.happysquid.com.
Yeah, Happy Squid is
the
our label.
Original label, mm-hmm. Right? And I'm trying to think, what are some other informational notes that we need? Oh, you know what I always wanted to ask you? I thought it was urinals or the, but I heard you even say the urinals. So which is it? Is it like Pink Floyd, the Pink Floyd?
I don't like to answer that question.
Yeah, we'd like to know, actually, Kevin and I.
That's not on the approved list of questions.
Oh, okay.
That you gave us
earlier. I know. I'm sorry. I thought I'd slip that one in.
I prefer it without the article, but
yeah.
Sometimes it's awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. That's exactly what I thought,
yeah.
Actually.
See, you're on our wavelength.
Well, you know.
Terry T is smart.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'll go on.
The Terry T.
Go on here. No, that's sorry.
Professor the Terry T.
Smart, beautiful, wonderful.
So very nice of you to say. So anyway, you said we could give away a pair of tickets to your show tonight.
Please do.
All right, so Urinals are going to be playing the Knitting Factory Tap Room tonight. What time is that going to be?
I'm not sure. I think doors are 9, and it's conceivable we'll go on 11:30 or 12, something like that.
So anybody calling in, we have one pair of tickets. The Urinals have gladly given over a pair on their guest list.
Yes.
So give a call, 201-200-WFMU. First caller gets it, 201-200-WFMU. I want to thank you so much. This is such an honor to have such legends in the studio with us here. We're not worthy. So
we're very happy to be here.
Yeah,
thank you so much
pleasure.
For asking
very
us.
Very honored. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
And so everybody check them out. Yeah, so tonight at the Knitting Factory, and then any other shows. Tomorrow you'll be in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, at the Talking Head Club in Baltimore. Check them out, myspace.com, Chairs of Perception, Urinals. Do we have any records that we're selling?
Yeah, we've got CDs tonight and T-shirts.
You have the, what's the most recent record we have?
The one that came out in 2003 is called What Is Real and What Is Not.
Right.
On what fine label?
On Warning Label Records.
Nice.
From Boston.
The best.
And we also have Negative Capability, which is the compilation of all the really early stuff. And we have a compilation called Keats Rides a Harley, an anthology of various bands that we were associated with when we started Happy Squid, like the Gun Club and the Leaving Trains.
And the first recordings of the Meat Puppets.
Meat Puppets, Urinals,
Hunter
Flowers.
What do you
mean
you were associated with?
We had a label. I mean, we started our label.
Oh, okay.
And we did.
It wasn't like a key party.
Or was it?
Come on, Los Angeles. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. So no, it was
in the 70s.
It was a compilation that we put out in 81 of that consisted of early recordings of those bands. They were compatriots of ours, bands that we used to play around with.
Oh, I thought
not in that sense.
I just
in the other sense.
Not in the biblical sense.
keeping it G-rated here.
That's right.
Real G-rated.
We're really trying to.
Old Testament only.
Great job.
No,
we haven't sworn, have we?
No, not at
good.
All.
Because there's a trash basket with my mouth's name on it somewhere in Calico, California.
I think it's behind the piano. We brought it in with us.
Are you serious? Did they actually tape
there
your
was
name
a,
to it?
There was, no, there was a woman at a ye old candy factory at Frontier Days who told me after I had, among other things, taken the Lord's name in vain. She told me that she had a trash basket back here for my mouth. So this has been very difficult. I have a sort of like...
We've been coaching him all day.
Yeah, I know. You really have got him very, very well trained.
Yes. He's a good boy.
My wife had me imagine that she had duct taped my mouth, which got me all hot and saucy.
It's all good, right?
Love you, Gail.
Wow. All right, here we go. A little embarrassed. Okay. Anyway, well, thank you very much for coming down. Everybody
thank
go down
you.
To the Knitting Factory tonight. I got a pair of tickets, 201-200-WFMU. They're at the tap. Oh, people have been calling. Whoops, sorry. Oop, Harry. Well, I can't pick it up now because we're on. All right, so thank you very much, guys, for coming down. We
thank
really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it. Amazing urinals.
Thank you, Terry.
And thanks a lot to Dave Amos for
yeah,
doing an amazing
Dave.
Job engineering.
Thanks, Dave.
Bravo. Thanks, Dave.
And super
take
for
about,
social
Dave.
Producing.
Yeah,
yes. Thank you, Dave. All right, thanks, guys. See you tonight at the Knitting Factory Tap Room. Urinals. Thank you.
Yay. Thanks.